Hello.
Good morning, Kiara.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Just we're gonna wait on Deonka to get on and then we're gonna continue, okay?
Okay.
She should be coming on in just a second. You been good so far?
Yes, I have.
How you been feeling?
Better. I
That's
was
good.
sick earlier this week, but other than that, I'm okay.
That's good. We just gonna go over some, go over your attendance with you once the uncle get on, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Kiera. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, I know Kristen told you so it was time for your attendance review. So you are currently for the last 30 days at a 20% attendance.
Okay.
And I do know your issue and what you're, going through, and you're trying to get documentation when you can, get the documentation in to have the days excused. It looks like your last step that you were on was a coaching and counseling. So this is going to move it up to a verbal. And what I also want to try to do for you, I know me and you had discussed this before, and you were saying that you didn't want to do that, but I think the best thing for you to get you a better chance of adhering to your schedule is a reduction in hours. And we can take it down to 30, because if we take it down to 30, if you got the benefits through the job, this will allow you to still keep your benefits. So what do you think about going ahead and just go ahead and do that?
I'm gonna try my best. I'm gonna push through. I don't wanna really do the 30 hours. I understand you're trying your best to help. But I don't wanna push down that low. I mean, I already don't like get my 4 hours as it is 'cause I don't work. But
So, give me one second. Let me look at something really quick.
because I like when I went to the doctor this week, I explained to them that I needed something to like ease my pain so I would be able to work and it's not gonna make me sleepy. Because the medicine that I previous had it made me sleepy, like I couldn't stay up at all. And I stopped taking it, and when it made me feel good, but I was sleepy. Like it eased my pain, and I stopped taking it because I was always sleepy. So I told them I needed something else in order for me to work because at this point they're trying to make me get disability, and I don't feel like I'm disabled.
Let me see. So let me go back. So far
Like
this week.
today I feel like today is a good day for me.
Okay.
Like I feel okay to complete my full shift with no problem. And I'm looking forward to having more days like this. I
Okay.
just got some new medicine yesterday, and all I can do is pray that it works.
Okay. And that sounds good if it's working out for you, 'cause the only thing is for the last 30 days, the total hours that you have worked is 1542.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, and you see what I'm saying? Because even if you go down to the 30, you know that there's always agents that are taking off days that you can pick up days in community if you are feeling up to it. That way you can still make up and get your 40 without having to worry about, you know what I'm saying, without it impacting your attendance on days that you are unable to work. And what this would do is it would bring you down. So instead of having to try to put in a full 8-hour shift each day, then you'll be cut down to like maybe like 6 hours. I'm not sure because I hadn't did the math on it yet, but you wouldn't have to be working, you know, a full 8 hour shift each day.
Yeah, scheduling won't even let me do that. The only reason why I want to go down to the 30 hours, but the only reason why I'm saying no now is because, I mean, it'd be fine if I didn't have anything to pay. The only thing I have to pay is my car note. I mean, mm-hmm. my mama got cancer. She's been trying to help me as much as she can. And she's not even working. So mm-hmm. I try not to ask her for anything. Right. That's why I try to get on here as much as I can. But she has cancer. She's not working. She's been out of work for a whole year. And I want to at least, when she pay my car note, give her something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that's about the only thing. See, I want to do the 30 hours, but, like, now scheduling won't even allow me to pick up any hours unless it's all hands on deck.
Well, if you actually did the 30 hours and was making them with, you know, and you actually worked that full adhered schedule for the 30 hours, I can mm-hmm. talk to Nate in scheduling and see if show him that you are making an effort to do your full shift so you are able to pick up some extra hours. I mean, you don't have to make a decision on it right this second. You can think about it and reach back out to me next week if you feel like it's something that you want to take advantage of. But what I'm going to need you to do, if you feel like that the medicine is working for you and you want to try to keep the 40 hours, you're going to have to try to adhere and work your full shift, because if we have to approach it again in the next time we review it in 2 weeks, then we're not going to have any other option but to reduce the hours. You see what I'm saying? So right now, yes, I'm making ma'am. It, this, you know, leaving this decision up to you. But if you want to try to do the 40 and see how the medicine worked for you, then go ahead and do that. But if you feel like it's not working for you, try to reach back out to me before, you know, you have to start keep calling off. And that way we can get the 30 set in place before your next review in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Will that work out for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, just think about it and let me know, and we'll kind of just go from there.
Okay.
All right. You got any questions or anything?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, and I will continue to pray for you and add your mom as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.